Can't we just go home? Hey, if I gotta drag you to the eye doctor at 8 o'clock in the morning, you can cool your jets while I get a cup of coffee.
I must look like an idiot.
Wish I could tell you different.
Excuse me, but you're the reason we had to go to the eye doctor in the first place.
You said, throw me a piece of toast.
Alan's eye patched.
I threw you a piece of toast. 2 cups of regular coffee, please. My treat.
Oh, that makes up for everything. Pigeons can feed out of my eye socket, but I get a free cup of coffee.
Just the coffee. Keep the change.
I'm really gonna need your help until I get this patch off.
I am absolutely there for you.
Alan misses his cup, spilling some milk.
Great.
He mops the milk with a coffee shop serviette. Brother Charlie hands him another.
Great. So you'll drive me to work, pick me up, get Jake at school, do the grocery shopping.
Okay, I may have misspoken.
Charlie, you have to. You know I can't drive.
He picks up a dispenser and pours sugar onto the counter, missing his cup once again.
I don't see why not.
Handsome Charlie looks at a blonde woman.
Oh, look who's here.
Who?
The girl I used to go out with over there. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, Charlie, long time.
Yeah, good to see you. This is my brother, Alan.
Hi.
What happened to your eye?
Well, I wanted a piece of toast and... bar fight.
Nice to meet you.
Well, nice meeting you, too.
Good to see you, Charlie.
Good to see you, too.
They move away toward a table.
Wow, you went out with her?
Yep.
Why would you stop?
I don't remember. I probably got bored.
Bored? How do you get bored with that?
Alan, for every beautiful woman in the world, there's at least one guy out there who's tired of pretending to listen to her in exchange for sex.
Well, let me go on record as saying I am not that guy. If I ever had a woman like that, I would cherish her. I would worship her. I would start a small country and put her face on a stamp so I could lick the back of her head.
Why don't you go talk to her?
Yeah, right. Charlie, gorgeous women like that are not interested in pasty little guys like me unless we're in line for the British throne.
So you give up without even trying?
Yep, that's my motto. Why waste time on tens when you're already getting rejected by sixes?
Alan, listen to me. You are a smart, sensitive, good-looking man. With some kind of milky discharge coming out of one eye, but who knows this is perfect?
And that's the other thing. Look at me, I'm a mess.
So women like Sherry have big, hunky guys hitting on them all day long. A guy like you walks up, makes a move looking like you do. You know what that says to her?
Trick or treat?
It says, I'm confident in who I am.
You think?
I know. And so what if she's not interested? What's the worst that could happen? She says no.
Actually, the worst that could happen is she points at me and laughs, causing every seventh grader in the cafeteria to turn and watch me slink back to the geek table with a slowly growing wet spot on the front of my chinos.
Your ninth graders enjoyed it also. But you're not in junior high anymore, and you're not in junior high anymore. Time to let go of those adolescent fears.
I don't know.
Come on, Alan. For once in your life, don't settle. Go for what you really want.
Alan looks across to Sherry, who's tapping away at a laptop.
You know what? You're right. I'm going to go talk to her.
Now, hold on. Let's clean up some of the discharge. You want to say, I'm confident, not I'm infectious. There. Go get her.
As nerdy Alan moves away, Charlie leans into a nearby table.
Hey. See that guy over there? $20 says he wets himself.
Two and a half men. In the coffee bar, Alan in red check shirt and black jacket looms over Sherry's table. Sherry in black jacket and orange blouse doesn't notice him and continues typing. She looks up surprised. He backs away nervously. She smiles at him.
Hello.
Hi, Alan.
I remember.
Look, I needed to come clean about something. I wasn't actually in a bar fight. I took a piece of whole wheat toast to the eye. I mean, it was cut diagonally and toasted well, so it was essentially shrapnel.
She gazes at him and nods slowly.
Did some real damage.
I see. And why do you feel the need to tell me all this?
Well, I guess I didn't want our relationship to start on a lie.
Our relationship?
I'll go now.
No, wait! Join me.
He shoots a look to Charlie, who lifts his coffee cup in encouragement. Alan sits but misses the chair. Charlie wearily rubs his eyes. Alan picks himself up and sits at the table with Sherry. Later at home, the brothers enter their living room together.
Sherry, baby!
Cherry Baby.
Cherry, won't you come out tonight?
Come, come, come out. That's it, I'm out.
Oh, come on.
Why don't you?
No, more. You got a date. Leave it alone.
Not just a date. A date with Cherry.
Charlie covers Alan's mouth.
Enough.
I think you'd be happy for me.
I am happy for you. You had the courage to walk over there with your pus-filled eye and fall on your ass, and still managed to get a date with one of the most beautiful women I've ever met. I'm not only happy for you, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Of course, now I have to reevaluate everything I thought I knew about men, women, relationships, God, and the universe. But that's not your problem.
Charlie, I am as surprised as you that she said yes.
I don't think so.
I was really intimidated, but as it turns out, she's just like a regular person, except for, you know, being from the planet.
Charlie is unimpressed.
Ellen, never do that around me again.
You know, actually, we have a lot in common.
Okay, I'll bite.
Well, you know, we both went through tough divorces.
Sherry was married?
You didn't know that?
It never came up.
What did come up? Never mind, scratch that. Where should I take her to dinner? Actually, where did you take her to dinner so I can take her somewhere else?
Good idea. Last thing you want is for her to start comparing you to me.
Exactly. Wait. What do you mean?
You want your relationship with her to stand on its own, right?
Right.
Well, that's what I meant.
Oh, okay. I thought you were maybe trying to rub my nose in the fact that you dated her first.
Alan, I would never do that.
Well, thank you.
I don't have to.
Evening. Charlie sits in the kitchen with Jake eating pizza.
You think you could kill a guy with a piece of toast?
Nah.
Because if you did, you could eat the toast, and the police never find the murder weapon. It's a perfect crime.
I'm part of a nutritious breakfast.
Okay, guys, I guess I'll see you later.
Where are you going?
Out for dinner.
With who?
Jake, look, I think you're old enough to know that your dad's not just a dad. He's also a man, and that even though I'm not married to your mom anymore, I still enjoy the company of women, which means that I will occasionally go out with one. But the important thing for you to understand is that I am not trying to replace your mother. In fact, no one can replace your mother.
I bet you could kill a guy with a piece of bacon.
All right, then. I'm glad we had this little talk.
I'm gonna go post my plan on the internet.
Jake leaves, and Alan watches him go.
You know, there's moments around here that make me wish I had a son of my own. That wasn't one of them.
Yeah, well, anyway, I really appreciate you watching him tonight.
No problem.
Alan swigs a drink he's poured.
So how you getting to the restaurant?
Sherry's picking me up.
Ah, very convenient.
Why? Because she's been here before? Because she's been here with you? Because you've had sex with her in every room in the house?
No, because you can't drive. But it's interesting to see how your mind works.
He pours and drinks another shot.
Alan, let me give you some advice. Alcohol impairs your ability to make good decisions. We don't want you to lose that ability. We want her.
Alan nods thoughtfully.
Of course. Very good. What else?
Well, women like Sherry already know they're beautiful and desirable. You're not going to score any points by telling her.
Okay.
And don't be in a hurry to spill your guts. She doesn't need to hear your whole life story before you get to the salad.
Got it.
And speaking as someone who knows your life story, I'd say she doesn't need to hear it at all.
Right. I'll be cool, aloof, distant. She's here!
Alan, his eyes still covered, heads for the door with Charlie.
Oh, what about the... What about the kiss goodnight? Should I ask or just go for it?
Definitely go for it. But don't wait till the last minute. It creates too much pressure. Get it out of the way early.
How early?
After dinner, when you walk to the car, open her door, wait for her to say thank you, smile, lean in, and kiss her.
Oh, nice.
He pauses, then opens the door to Sherry in a blue dress.
Hi, Alan. You ready?
You're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, and I don't deserve you.
He grabs her and kisses her on the mouth.
That's another way to go.
Madame?
Thank you.
In a smart restaurant, a waiter offers a chair to Sherry.
Thank you.
And then to Alan, who very carefully feels his way onto the seat.
Would you like to see the wine list?
No, thank you. I'll just have a glass of the Woodbridge Pinot Noir. Or should we get a bottle?
Oh, definitely get a bottle.
Coffee for me.
The waiter leaves. Sherry picks up a menu and reads.
You know, Sherry, I'd really like to see more of you.
Well, maybe we should wait and see how tonight goes.
No, I mean, I've only got the one good eye. Could we change places?
Oh, sure.
Alan points to his eye patch. They swap places, but Alan sits and misses the chair. Alan gets up looking embarrassed. Sherry looks concerned.
Are you okay?
Oh, yes, yes, fine. This is a nice place.
It's my favorite.
You ever come here with Charlie?
I don't know, probably.
Huh. He's a big steak eater. I'm more of a fish guy. You know, I'm surf, he's turf. And we're cops.
You're very cute.
You too.
All right. So tell me about yourself.
Well, there's not a lot to tell. I was the San Fernando Valley Chiropractor of the Year, if you follow that kind of thing. Recently divorced, but not too recently. I've already had my rebound transitional relationship, so no worries there.
Good to know.
Actually, well, it wasn't so much a relationship as a case of mistaken identity, but I think it still counts.
Okay.
And as you know, I live with Charlie, whom you've already
met.
Yeah, let's go with met.
Alan, is my having dated Charlie going to be a problem for you?
No, 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 no. A little.
Okay, look. Charlie and I, we had a very brief, superficial relationship. Okay, to be honest, it was mostly about sex.
Great.
My point is, I'm tired of those shallow relationships I was having with guys like Charlie. You know, I want to be with a man who can be sensitive and caring, nurturing. You know, somebody who can make me laugh, make me think.
You do realize I'm straight, right?
You really are adorable.
Thank you. I tend to bring out the mothering instinct in women.
Oh, really?
Ironically, not my mother.
The next day at home, Charlie enters the living room, barefooted, carrying a newspaper, and heading for the kitchen. A piece of toast flies past him. He watches the toast with a bemused expression as another piece flies by.
Yeah!
Charlie pads into the kitchen to find Alan's young son Jake skimming toasted slices at him. He threatens Charlie with another.
What the hell are you doing?
Check it out. Ninja Death Toast. Yeah!
Okay, stop it. Stop it.
You're in no position to give orders, Mr. Harper.
Charlie takes the toast and eats it. Alan enters.
Morning.
Morning. Death toast?
Oh, thank you.
Alan peers inside the fridge.
So, how'd it go last night?
Fine.
That's it? Fine.
Come on, Charlie, we're not in high school anymore. I'm not gonna go into detail.
Okay, don't tell me.
Jake, go watch TV.
Alan wears a red bathrobe.
I'm still hungry.
There's bread all over the living room.
All right.
Well, you went great. She said I'm adorable. She thinks I'm nurturing and caring and sensitive. I'm exactly what she's looking for.
She's looking for a half-blind sheepdog?
She invited me to her house for dinner tonight. I think she wants to have sex.
With who?
With me.
With you. Hang on a second.
Charlie sits down, opens the newspaper, and glances at it.
Nope. No snowballs reported in hell. No sightings of flying pigs.
What am I gonna do?
You don't know? Come on, Alan, you were married for 12 years.
What does marriage have to do with sex?
Point taken. Okay, you want some tips?
No, no, nothing like that. I need step-by-step instructions.
All right, all right. Since this is your first bout in this weight class, I'd say stick with the basics. Better to do the simple stuff well than the fancy stuff badly.
Got it. And the simple stuff would be?
Well, you know how women like you to go slow?
Really? My ex-wife put a premium on brevity. Her motto was less is more and none is perfect.
Yeah, well, Sherry's not like that. You're gonna wanna take your time.
I can do that.
But don't loiter either. You don't wanna get bored and start playing solitaire in the top of your head.
No loitering. Got it.
Alan waits for more from Charlie.
Something else?
Okay. When you're with a woman like Sherry, who's so gosh darn beautiful that you get excited just thinking about her, how do you keep the sprinklers from going off while you're still mowing?
Let me make sure I understand. You want to keep your toothpaste in the tube until you're done brushing.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Okay, let me try again. I don't want to frost the cake while I'm still mixing the batter.
I don't get it. She must have lost a bet or something.
Excuse me?
Nothing. All right. Here's what you do.
Charlie stands up and pours himself a coffee from a jug.
When you feel like the train is leaving the station.
You mean going in the tunnel?
No, I mean leaving the station.
But you have to leave the station to get to the tunnel.
Okay. Let's start from the top.
And work our way down, right?
Alan watches Charlie with a lewd grin.
You know what? Just shut up and listen. When you're making love, the way to slow yourself down is to think of something completely non-sexual.
What do you think of?
You.
Alan looks disgusted. Later, in a bedroom, Sherry and Alan arrive, smooching. They smooch onto the bed.
Wow. That was a really great dinner.
She strokes his cheek.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. You ready for dessert?
I've been ready since I was 14.
I'll be right back. Why don't you put some music on?
Okay.
She stands up and he sits up. She kisses him on the lips before vanishing into the bathroom. Alan somersaults off the bed and thrusts his crotch.
I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sexifying.
Having admired his reflection in a mirror, he selects a CD case from a shelf.
Hey, how about Diana Krall?
Oh, actually, that's your brother's CD. Do you mind bringing it back to him?
Not at all.
And I think I have one of his T-shirts. You might as well take that, too.
No problem. Hey, it's a cool little CD player.
Oh, thanks. It was a gift from your... It was a gift.
He looks about the bedroom, frustrated.
Is there anything else Charlie left behind?
Sherry returns in a slinky nightdress.
Just me.
My brother's a fool.
No argument here.
They grab hold of each other and kiss passionately.
That is a very effective negligee.
Thank you.
Was it a gift?
No. As a matter of fact, I bought it myself.
Oh, good.
She peels off his purple check shirt.
How long ago?
What?
Oh, I was just wondering if Charlie saw it.
Alan, don't go there.
Oh, I wasn't going anywhere. It's just that... Nothing. More kissing.
Okay. What exactly is bothering you?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain. For example, once when Charlie and I were at camp, I lost my swim trunks, and I had to wear an old pair of Charlie's, and I just couldn't enjoy the pool at all.
So, what are you saying? I'm a pair of used swim trunks?
No. In this case, I think you'd be the pool.
She stands up and walks away.
Maybe this was a bad idea.
No. It's a great idea. It's right up there with the wheel and fire and refrigerators that give you ice through the door.
I'm sorry. I don't want to do this anymore.
What? Why?
Because clearly you can't be with me without it being some sort of competition with your brother.
It's not a competition. And even if it was, shouldn't we do it first before you decide who wins?
You are unbelievable.
Okay, now, that could be taken a couple of different ways.
Get out.
Well, no ambiguity there.
Don't forget your brother's CD.
Ah, my eye!
Charlie is drinking a beer.
Man, I love sunsets. The way the sky is streaked with color. It's amazing.
Alan sits next to him, also with a beer. He now has patches on both eyes.
It's the pollution that makes those pretty colors, you know. What you're really enjoying is the prismatic effect of light passing through airborne poison.
Charlie takes away Alan's beer, and he gropes for it.
No, that's not what I'm really enjoying.
Charlie shoves a dish of green stuff into the path of Alan's hand.
Boy, I hope that's guacamole.
ITFC audio description by Ian Williams.
Men, manly men.